You're listening to Flow Event.
I've been on more roofs than Santa Claus, kid.
Podcast. How are you, Chief?
Just so you know, we're live now.
Oh, we're live. Oh.
We're not actually live because we're not live yet. We don't have that ability.
Well, I think soon we will, and I'm just pulling up the app because I don't want to butcher a name.
Okay, while we're doing that, this is EMS Fire Pro Round 2, Rob, Mike, and Matt this year. With special guest Michael. The other Michael.
Now there's three official ones.
He's more technical, construction, builds everything for us.
Our setup guy. And support.
Let's see. What's the... Ken Bouvier, chief from New Orleans. I didn't want to butcher his name.
Yep.
If anybody's watched Night Watch, the gentleman that just walked by, maybe we'll try to get him on the cast a little bit later or tomorrow. Obviously, I don't know when we're going to publish this, but hopefully this is just a...
No edit.
No, we have to.
I'm going to have to edit this. We're doing this in three different parts within
and
one.
I think the last couple times, we've been doing pretty well here. And... you know, we do less editing. It's raw. It's to the point. There's no Mickey Mouse stuff going
on. Yeah.
Could you even hear me that when I turn my phone like
that?
No, you can't. So everybody missed that last point.
Okay. Well, no, you can hear it.
Right.
Just look at me. See, this is why it's so raw. Okay. Raw.
Raw is good, though. People like...
You had a fire unscripted an EMS conference. Language, please.
So Fox, what, we've been here
Foxwoods, Connecticut.
2 hours. Mike's already taken a class.
I have.
All right, so yes, let's lead off with that. So, before we get into shout-outs and everything,
I took a class with instructor Avillo, Anthony Avillo,
chief anymore.
Well, I mean, he's an instructor here, and he's also my current professor.
Would you look at that?
So,
small
I've
world.
Been reading his textbook. Anyone who's a firefighter, I highly suggest it, even if you're not taking a class. It's a great textbook. It has a lot of different things. It's called Firefighting Strategies.
Right.
And
we don't have books. We're just the gentleman before. Yes. No.
Yeah. So now
maybe we should write a book. Continue, Mike.
Well, now we're gonna have people coming up and asking questions, just so everyone knows.
Yeah. So this is
we're in a nice little platform.
Yeah.
They
hooked us up.
The main entrance.
Well, can we let Mike finish discussing the class and the experience with Chief Avillo? Before you start talking about the hookup that we got here, brother, continue, Mike.
Great class. He did it on building construction, but new construction in the sense of, you know, building construction changes the game when you add stuff to it.
Mike,
so
are you talking like renovations? Are you talking
renovations,
like the future
everything.
We're in now with this type 5 lightweight pedestal stuff?
Or? It was big lightweight stuff.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is important in the game. The more, you know what? Let me put it this way. It is important.
Yeah.
And you know this, but as any firefighter that starts, you get so bored by the building construction class until it's been jammed down my throat multiple times as I finish up my fire science degree.
He wants to get a degree, too. I got a couple. Matt's got a couple.
You know what? You realize how important building construction is and how important it is to know it.
Right.
Even if you're just a firefighter.
And especially that, like... What's crazy is a lot of guys, I feel like, get lazy on it, don't want to learn about it because it's not a sexy topic, you know? But at the same time, you know, people will spend time working on extrication, learning about the car. What about the building? If you don't know how the fire is going to react, you're just wasting your time.
Exactly.
Dude, by us, you go and hit one of them OMDs or one of them walk-ups, something happens, and you lose the bathroom or kitchen, one of them, you lose on the top floor. It's gone.
Right.
And then you have a long night ahead of you.
Right.
But like Mike said, everyone teaches building construction. It's the same stuff. No one's teaching changes in building construction.
Precisely.
So
reading
the little description of your class you took, it's different.
Yeah.
Talking about changes of occupancy, putting residential in a commercial space or a commercial in a residential kind of space.
The whole class is literally a podcast we could spend on it.
100%. I got to send a picture to one of my retired chiefs. I think that's his boy. Same slot? No, early tomorrow. Oh.
Is it our special guest chief coming up at some point or a different one?
All right, so that's obviously Beyond the Basics, John Haywick, and Salty Chief Alberti. We're going to bring him in a couple. I know Adam's really killing trying to get on the show and in a good way.
We want him here. We just trying to coordinate. The fact that we could even coordinate this.
That's the thing is coordination. Listen, let's be honest. Life is crazy. We're all doing what we got to do. But, you know, it's nice when you get a moment, even like today. We're here early recording. Again, this conference, Mike hooked us up, gave us this literally a platform to record from. Last year
we were on a stage.
This is a stage, and people are staring at us.
That's why.
Perhaps people don't know who we are, which is okay. But last year we were in the exhibit hall in a booth. Now he said, listen, my man, let's go up here. Let's try something else. He wanted to, like, broadcast it even out to the people as they walk by. People can stand by and listen. You know, this is just kind of cool how it's evolving. And it's evolving quickly. I mean, they're going on a decade now to this conference. We've been here the last two.
Talking about expanding the conference.
That's going to be even better, especially with the amount of more fire stuff going
on. There he is.
Yeah, Mike's here.
Hello, Mike.
What I like about this, it's East Coast. It's not far from us. It's good in the tri-state area. And they're really pushing on the fire stuff.
And it's like we were
not to take away from EMS. I know Matt, that's your home run, that's your gig. But
I was expecting a lot more fire.
Is
a lot more mixed here than I thought it was.
This is way
be.
More fire than last year.
Is it?
Yeah. Because I'll be honest. Last year I think I had a good experience. I had good and bad reviews, which is good. You got to learn. But again, I did the impalement class that I've done and we've done around the region, and my pitfall was that I presented it. I feel like the rescue EMS way. And Mikey, you were there. You kind of know how I did that. So, like, one kid after it was like, listen, dude, you got to get more into, like, how the tools work and what tools to use. I was like, I tried, but I didn't know that there was going to be so much of a fire base.
Right.
So now it's, like, blatant. Like, you flip the your program from one side, you flip it upside down,
fire
boom.
Fire to EMS.
You get fire to EMS. There's a distinctive line. But what's kind of cool to see everybody walking by, it's everybody's together.
And people are crossing over, taking different. You got fire guys going to EMS classes. Well, some EMS people.
Well,
are
what was the class you were talking about? Like, I'm surprised, like, not breaking your chops, but you're like, whoa, who's this guy? I know this guy.
Oh, so Matt Strager.
Right.
He's big in law.
Right.
And you know, sequestering calls and, okay. And you know, going for subpoenas and interviews on the stand about stuff.
Right.
But he's also big into legalese.
What
consent,
is that?
Consent for transports and treating people, where to draw the line, where to draw the line with refusals and stuff. It's more of the legal aspect of the stuff, which is becoming a bigger thing now that everyone's suit happy. And
where do you draw the line?
Yeah, where did you draw the line, brother?
Where do I draw the line?
No, where should we be drawing the line?
The line should be what benefits the patient.
Oh, I don't know if we were on that conversation or fire versus EMS versus priority.
Oh, fire versus EMS.
I mean, even care.
If you want to talk about fire versus EMS, I was having a discussion with a chief in one of the halls at one of the exhibits.
Right.
Talking about now in today's day and age, name a career department that doesn't have a touch of EMS in it.
Not yet. Well, don't give me the finger. Everybody's
you
doing
can.
Something. But
you
you're
can,
still doing first responders.
It's coming.
You're still making patient contact.
It's coming.
Who?
You're yelling at me before I even said anything. And I was about to say, it's true. It's very rare
but
that
again,
you have anything that is.
Because, you know what? There's a recognizable need for EMS and volunteerism, and even local municipal departments are coming to a slow.
Do you want to try to plug it in? Now we have a speaker hooked up. So for those of you eventually listening to this and aren't in front of us, this is new to us. Mike hooked us up a little speaker. We're going to try to. At least people in
both
front of
mics.
Us that were staring at us will not be looking at us funny. They can actually hear what we're talking about. And but a couple things we brought with us: Flame Decon shampoo samples, the Next Run stickers,
Next Run
pens,
stuff.
And the flyers. If you need to talk to somebody or any kind of help, go get them. Flow and Vent patches.
Yep.
And that's it. I'm not that crazy. I didn't want to bring along. This again. This is not.
Challenge
a good
coins.
Opportunity to be here. Oh,
do we even have challenge coins?
Okay. Yeah, we have a couple left.
Okay.
You know what? Let me post on the gram. Like, if you find us, we'll give this hat away.
All right.
Hold on. Let's keep going.
While
keep
you
going,
do that,
going.
Mike, we were discussing EMS in fire, how it's becoming more prevalent.
Right.
More and more departments. I mean, even Rob's career.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't transport, but he touches EMS calls.
Just before we continue, we're on the gram. We're on the EMS program.
Oh.
The fire program.
Very nice.
That's amazing.
Very nice.
So what we're going to do now... Oh, I got me nervous. I heard that.
Is that us?
It's back. The noise is back. Anyway, keep talking. Anyway, keep going.
So we were discussing EMS and career departments. I mean, even if
career,
they're not
trained. All career. Well, you volunteer anywhere, volleys running.
Anywhere. I mean, even your department, you touch EMS
calls.
Which
one of my six departments?
Your career. You touch EMS calls. You may not transport, but you have a hand in it.
Of course.
It's becoming more prevalent across 100%. The country. 100%. I mean, the East Coast is a little far behind, but...
Was that us?
No. That's Slammin's...
No, that's... Yeah, what's that's... That? They're changing garbage cans. Don't mind that.
See, firemen. Ha! I heard something. I heard crackling going on.
No. They have
to be patient.
Cans.
Sorry for everyone listening. It is live.
Michael, yeah, so it's good.
We're going to be cutting in between. We're going to be doing a small one in the room.
So, Mike, you were going to lead into something with EMS and fire. Where do you draw the line?
I don't
Anything?
Know.
Anything? No? You lost your train of thought between our break?
I mean, depending on what we were, I guess with the legal issues, I think.
Bringing EMS into the firehouse is what I'm saying. It's an inevitable thing.
Don't mind me. I'm going to do a live post. It's going to be weird. If you're at EMS,
you're
Fire
actually
Pro,
doing
yes,
it right
I'm
now.
I'm doing it right now. Mike, well, we're podcasting. Mike's over here. Matt's over here. We're recording a podcast, kind of live out to the general public over here. If you want a flown vent hat, one of the most recent.
Rob's doing a.
Oh, the camera's a little slow.
Live.
You want the hat? Make sure to come up here.
Giveaway.
It's a giveaway. We got one. We got a couple more. But if you're interested, come and mention it, and it's yours. It's that simple. Oh my God!
All right, now
why does it look like that?
The mustache is ugly.
I have no idea.
All right, so yes, fire service and EMS. I think EMS is becoming way more prevalent
in the fire
throughout
service.
Career, volunteer, wherever, rural, city. It's an inevitable thing with the failing EMS structure in the Northeast, in my opinion, specifically in our area right now. But in general, I think probably in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see fire-based EMS everywhere.
You know, even the departments that don't run complete EMS or fire and EMS together, where it's almost like separate entities within the entity.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot of these departments... To kind of help with the EMS staffing issue and fire department issue, is it almost helps if you join EMS first?
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then switch over, and it's a benefit. Like the department I just tested for not too long ago, you know that's how it works. If you start on EMS,
it's a huge draw now because that's it's a basic fact. Everyone needs an ambulance, just like everyone needs a fire truck, and with the growing need of EMS.
Yeah, but
this conference is kind of a nice little bridge gap between them both. It brings everyone under one roof.
But again, here we're hitting on the East Coast. I don't think from a higher level of things, like you go West Coast kind of stuff.
Oh yeah,
go
no,
south,
it's different.
Anywhere outside of our region, EMS is heavily influenced.
It's
heavily
different.
Based into
yeah.
it. So,
but we're talking specifically our East Coast Conference. We're here. We've got a nice program book. One side is EMS.
Program
you flip
it's a
it over.
Program, brother.
Yeah, you flip it over. Program, God, see?
God,
program,
thank
God.
You, yes.
Flip one side is fire. You flip it back to the other way, it's EMS. And I think that's a nice bridge gap rather than just a fire expo or
yeah,
an EMS
you know,
expo.
I
mixing it up,
and
adding the two together.
And that's what we were talking about when Mike and I you know, were here and we were waiting for you guys a little bit while you were coordinating. What I think is pretty cool about this is they're bringing in a lot of good people. They're bringing in a lot of good instructors. What's cool about this conference is, A, for Northeast area, it's a good spot to be. And even, like, the venue is nice because you're just in your own world. You know, you're doing
it
our
is.
Thing.
It is. It's nice secluded resort. Off to the
right.
one
you
side.
You can do EMS stuff. You can do fire stuff. You want to go to the casino. You want to go to a show. You want to go do anything. Go shopping. Restaurants are solid around here. It's a good environment. It's a good – it's
Absolutely.
Not just, like, a very
– It's not a good environment if
Hold
you're
on.
Mad.
Yeah, Matt, you're going to have a problem later. But I'm just saying, like – It's cool for everybody, from the junior to like the senior dude to people with families. Like, I mean, you could just hey, I got to run in our class. We'll go to dinner. We'll go shopping. We'll hang out together. We'll do some fun stuff. I got to go. Like, it's kind of a solid environment overall, in my opinion. But I like it, and I'm glad to be back for a second year. And now we're here. Look at this. We start out in one of them booths, and now we're up here, and it's a.
I mean,
it's
we're
an honor. It's pretty cool.
We're right outside the main exhibit hall, on a stage, and everyone has to walk past us. This is pretty front and center stage.
I mean, I'll hide my face if you'd like, but I got no choice tomorrow.
No, I'm just saying it's pretty prevalent where we're liked. You're liked.
I'm not liked.
You're liked.
Nobody likes
you. You were asked back for a second year. This is pretty cool. And you're saying, you guys were saying this is bigger than it was last year.
Oh, yeah.
100%. 100%. Like, I taught last year, I taught in that room, EMS Pro 1, whatever the conference room 1 is it's called. Now I'm upstairs. Like, they broke it down. Like, last year, those were like a lot of
classes.
Way more. Yeah, like, and they have even more classes because there's more fire classes.
Yeah.
And they were and saying they didn't really take away any EMS classes.
Well, even this, like, you look at it, the hands on stuff that the hot training they're doing, the pre con stuff was, I'm going to correct me if I'm wrong, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, PL Vulcan, Mark Gregory, solid dude, great classes. One of his classes decades ago when I was just a wee little probie. And it led to this. I mean, Dragonetti with all of his elevator stuff. Mike, the guy who's helping us out with the I know they said they, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure you said they canceled this, but like the drone stuff, that's something I'm getting involved in now. It's pretty like impressive what you could do with these things.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And it doesn't just have to be for fire size up or 360s or going up and over buildings. You look at the change in a water rescue scenario, anything on a riverbank or a downstream kind of evolution, you're not sending companies down there anymore. I mean, yes, you're going to send manpower down.
Manpower, but you throw the drone is your eyes.
Boom.
The one recovery
I was involved with, it was like towns away where we, you know, unfortunately, we're able to bring this, I don't know what the correct word is, patient victim home after the tragedy. But like, that was a long, long way through my experience. So if you had some kind of device, aka a drone or something, to do something like that,
right?
It's quicker. It's done quicker, faster. It's more efficient.
You can get way more information.
Oh my God, yes! And that's like, you know, going back. I know we mentioned John. Like, he was always big with using the 360 maps, getting on your phone while you're en route to a run, or you know something's coming in. You see the pre-alert come up. You can just look at the building from above and get a bird's eye view. You know, as a truck company, it's important to get up on top, get a roof report. Maybe sometimes they can't see anything to the other side, but now at your fingertips. You just, half these drones, like the one I bought, I think I bought like a maybe $200, the cheapest drone that DJI is a company makes.
Mm-hmm. DJI.
I've crashed it a couple times and it still works.
Yeah.
And you just beep, beep, in and out, no problem. You know what's going on. And it's second. I mean,
things that don't break are huge.
Yeah, everything breaks one way or another.
True. But
break less. Like sturdy, grease less.
Sturdier.
So it does not, you don't grease, it's just less greasing. Breaks
true.
Less.
True.
So you're teaching tomorrow.
Yeah.
3:45, I believe.
Yeah, 3:45 to 5 at Fire Pro 2 upstairs on the second, technically, 1, 2, 3rd floor.
And you're teaching what this year?
This year is going to be, the class is called Rip Fast Rick and Who. So I wrote an article for Chief Bassanelli in his Firemanship Journal a couple years ago. And then now teaching at the academy that I'm at, and all, you know, the multiple and several part-time gigs I'm at, and plus at work getting involved in more training, slowly rising up the ranks as like a, you know, turnover's crazy. It's life. Seniority's starting to show. I'm still a bottom dude, but guys, trust me. We're a lot, you know. So anyway, this class was kind of, when I wrote that article, it was only like 2 or 3 pages in Chief's Journal, and I was like, you know what, I could do something with this, because teaching, let's be honest, like, you see a lot of these videos, you see a lot of guys that teach, and it's not a thing, it's just the content, it's just the way things are taught, it's just the way it's been, right? Everything fast is just, you have a lot of people, you have, you know, you do the firefighter down CPR, it's, oh, I got 12 guys with me magically, everybody's got an arm, everybody's got a jacket, everybody's got a helmet, everybody's got some piece of the puzzle to help expose the fireman that's down or whatever's going on. Let's be honest, the three of us at the table is all we're going to have.
Yep.
In some departments, in most departments, you volunteer career. I mean, you're rolling out. Some places are very
lucky,
you know, to have a lot of people, you know. But we run real light, and you got to know how to do things on your own.
And let's be
let's
be real though. Yeah, people are fortunate, but now let's just move past the fact of 2020. 2021.
Right, the world's
people are going back to work though. It's not just sitting at home anymore.
No.
So now those daytime members they're down again. So you can have all the people you need.
Correct.
But what happens eight to five,
eight to six? But even, and again, I mean, we could go on a whole size up and demographic discussion. Like, I know we had a couple other episodes we discussed it, but no matter what, expect fire, expect victims. Everybody discusses it, you know. But don't be lazy, dude. Like, if you're a fast team, don't just show up and stand there. It ain't just a ticket. You're not alone. So one thing we're going to get into, this was what I tried to develop for this, again, I have an hour and 15 to try to hammer a lot of information at people.
A lot.
It's tough. And even this, it was just designed as one thing within the mutual aid back home. What I was tasked with was developing a training curriculum for FAST teams in the region. And one of the things I was trying to do was just keeping it simple. Listen, I know we should train every day. We should get involved in everything. But listen, for that setup, it was just, let's do a monthly drill at a minimum for volunteers for something. So it was developed to have just 12 drills that you could do every year on a rotating basis. Listen, every January, whatever, you always, at a minimum, have 12 drills to make yourselves a better FAST team. Well, as I'm writing, rewriting, obviously you got to change your content sometimes to the audience here, you know, fire base, you know, not just recruits. We're talking to, last year I had big chiefs in the class for the impalement class. Yeah. From Connecticut. So it was like, I gotta, you know, when you become a speaker, you start teaching, you start putting that show on. Yeah, you know, we had this discussion on drive up here. There's a fine line between a presenter and a showman. You know, a presenter knows what they're doing. They knows what they can talk. They can stumble and they'll still be on point. There won't be a complete loss. You know, you're still learning. You'll still get something out of it. Showman, it's a showman. I'm not too good at that, but it works. But the biggest thing is, as we're digging this apart, breaking the class down in four or more, just more drills kept coming out of it. More drills kept coming out. And I was like, this ain't 12. This is now 17, 18, 19, 20. You got to cap it at one point. So, yes, tomorrow or whenever you read this, whenever you're listening to this episode.
Maybe tonight.
That's what we're going to talk about. Except, you know, when you look at my room tomorrow, I got, you know, Nick Papa and Chief Avillo in front of me. So that's a hot room. That's a good room to be in. And then Timmy Klett from the city is going to be doing firefighter safety and survival that morning. So it's like, this is a solid place, man. This is, just looking at the names, like, yes, this isn't the big, this isn't good, the big dogs, but this is,
it's got a still lot a good of good names. Lineup, and it's a good huge lineup across the
but
board.
You know what I like about it too? It's small. It's not too big where you get lost. You know, I love the big conference. I still have a goal of going to teach at one of these big conferences, but here it's still close enough where you can, like, you know, I know that we both know Chief of Villa. He's your professor, and he taught me back in the day. But looking at all the classrooms and the layout and the people, like, you can always get up there and ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because even this morning, you know, we were walking in, checking in, getting ourselves set up. It was cool to see just how close everybody was. And, you know, we had an opportunity to meet with the keynote, you know, Brendan McDonough. I hope I pronounced that right. You know, he's one of the guys that, you know, survived that wildland fire. I don't want to go into it too much, but... You know, chill. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome. Have fun. Enjoy. You know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it would be nice to have him on the podcast. Maybe we'll set something up virtually, but,
yeah.
You know, for me, it was unique because, again, that's now bringing more into this conference. You know, wildland guy, you know, let alone his experiences, but, like, my brother doing time out there. You know, it's like all these little things are starting to piece together to develop and create an even bigger conference. That's good for everybody. You know, again, I'm not a showman. I'm not a showboat. I'm not here to, as we've always said, day one, we don't make a penny. All right. They got us a hotel room, which is nice. We thank you very much.
We still don't make a penny. We're getting some nice things, yes, but we're make not videos, making videos,
all the cool.
They're accommodating us day. For you to teach.
Yeah, they're accommodating to listen to me complain, basically. But, you know.
And then lose it all at the roulette table. But
that's Matt's job. That's Matt's job.
But.
Krill.
Like you were saying, it's a good environment. It's a nice environment. You can easily meet and talk with anyone.
Yeah.
But it's a good mix, and talking with Mike from here, he was talking about expanding next year. And I think it's interesting how they keep everything together but separate. You've got a division for fire, a division for EMS. And am I allowed to mention what he's talking about expanding next year?
I don't know.
We'll hold off on that.
We'll hold off on that. But there is stuff coming down the line that they're very excited for.
It's in a third branch, which I
think
is third and fourth, which I think is an interesting expansion. And hold on.
I will throw a curveball without ruining any secrets because he didn't mention this. I would like to see investigator stuff.
That'd be
like,
cool.
Obviously, I'm...
I mean, you...
No, I'll talk to him after about it. Like, I'm more heavily involved in it now, and I am starting to really enjoy it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually starting to like that whole investigative process on the, or, you know, the fire calls, the tournament ordination, stuff like that, all the Homeland Security stuff. But that's all part of potentially what he may be digging into, just in a different venue, or not venue, but avenue, you know? But, I mean, the lineups are pretty legit. I mean, you start looking at the names, like, you know, Mickey was here. I think he told yesterday he had to leave, run home. But, you know, we've known him for a while. Top Floor Tactics, you know, Nick Exposito's up there doing a class. You know, Truck Tactics, like, you know, not to give a shit, you know, Mark Gregory, Chris Grover, Timmy Platt. And I'm just naming the people that I've spoken to in my lifetime. There, Nick Papa, you know, Mike, now Jason Rivera has been always great with me. Don't point me out. Yes, I have a mustache there, and I have a mustache today.
I'm just saying, your name's up there with these names, man.
He went early in on the mustache.
I had to go early.
You got to have the mustache to be on the page.
Everybody's got a solid mustache. But what I'm trying to get at is, you see how the fire service community is changing, right? We've talked about this in other episodes with everybody. You know, talk about Jeremy and all these companies and platforms that are developing fire service, and here EMS and emergency services. Like, this is a movement. This isn't just, you know, fly by night guys that are teaching, or like, this is real.
Yeah.
You know, there's validity, there's credibility, and there's great information being passed on. Like, and I'll be frank with my experience. First time I ever taught was brutal. It sucked.
That out west?
Yeah, that was out west in Ohio. Yeah. But dude, you don't stop, you keep going. And you know, it humbles you, you keep learning. But you know, that's the other thing, you just gotta be able to go for it, man. Like, people are going to speak up, going to say things no matter what. But if you don't do anything, you're never going to do anything, period. You don't try, you're never going to go. So now we're here. We're here today, you know, seeing people left and right. I know they had a sim going up, whatever. You EMS folk do that. What are the sims?
Yeah, they got sim stuff, sim challenges.
Trainings and stuff.
Stopping
like
the bleed, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of interesting things here. They've got all kinds of cool vendors. We walked through the vendor hall.
There's an engine in here now.
They've got a fire truck. They've got a mini pumper.
I haven't seen the truck yet.
Oh, yeah, I know. You were in class. We decided to get a little bit more.
I'm gonna pull up some of the big names.
but we went into the vendor area. We got Striker. We got Pierce. There's a Seagrave in there.
Yeah, Pierce is here via Firematic.
There's a little bit of everything, and it's cool to see some of the other departments outside of our small Northwest county area and how they set their trucks up. I played a little carefully there.
Oh my God! Everybody knows where we're from.
I know, but it's interesting to see. All right. Full disclosure, you can mock me. I was poking around the rigs. It's interesting to see how some of the ambulances are set up.
They're vastly different from
the way it is in Jersey.
Really,
vastly different.
That's one of the things I was going to say. I mean, you know the EMS side more than I do. Just in the firefighting sense, like, we're 100 miles is a lot of area between. But I'm just saying,
it's a lot of change.
Yeah, but you know what's
crazy?
It's
not even that far. We're 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
And like, just hearing some of the people that aren't even the full 2.5 hours, they might be like an hour and a half away.
They
from
might
us.
Be just
and
regionally different. You know, like, but let's go back. We had this conversation back. Can you still hear me? I leaned back a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear you.
But what's crazy is, like, look at by us. I know we discussed this, I don't know what episode, but we discussed just how different it is between the three cities by me.
Yeah.
You know, you go low 15 hose bed, minutes. High hose bed.
15 minutes.
Cab, no cabs, squads, no squads, rescues, no squads, straight engines, quints.
You're in a everywhere. You're it's in a superbly urban environment in your work, and then 15, 20 minutes north, you're in a very rural sticks.
Yeah.
And this could be the same here. You know,
area.
It could be the same scenario out in this region.
Which I agree, but it's also different. Like, looking
the
at
way
the
it
one,
runs.
Looking at the Seagrave that they have here.
There's no Seagrave here. It's a Spartan, brother.
No, I thought the one was a Seagrave.
Spartan with a rotary. Here's the picture. We're going to the tape. Also, the U.S. Army's here with, like, a medical department doing some shout-outs.
I saw their thing on the ground.
I'm going to mess it up.
Oh,
is it a Humvee?
It's over by the antiques.
Yeah, is it a Humvee?
Roll the tape by.
No, it looks like a... what's Billy have? He had the 5.5, but that looks more like a 7-ton.
No, that looks like a Humvee with, a converted rear back half on it. What was I looking for? Oh, photo.
You were looking for the photo.
I'm telling you,
but anyway,
playbook.
You're talking about similar environments.
Is it a Spartan?
Brother.
Brother, it's a Spartan.
My bad, Spartan.
Shout out to the Orange Volunteer Again. Fire Department. I don't know what state you're from. I'm assuming Connecticut. But
I would assume.
You got a road around there.
But looking at their truck, even though we're talking rural and urban environments,
right?
We're in a different state. We're 2.5 hours away.
That's a different world.
Their needs are different than ours.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, what I say to you looking at the back of the truck, that's a high hose bed.
But for them?
But for them, they may need different things on the truck, which is what threw me as an interesting loop, seeing some of the different setups on the trucks.
I love high hose beds.
Listen, everyone to each their own.
But, I just wanted to see how heated I could get Rob.
Oh, yeah, no, he's busy looking at his buff pictures now.
Nick Carney had a jab.
Oh, Lord. But, yes, we hit up the vendor hall. Mike's going to hit it after this. But there's a lot of vendors in there. And, you know, the front portion's mainly EMS, but there's a lot of fire
and
stuff,
too. You know what? That's another great thing about these conferences is seeing what's out there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because, yeah, you can browse the internet. Yeah, things pop up because you're looking at other things. But realistically, the amount of stuff that you see in these
vendors. There's management companies for credential tracking and stuff. Precisely. That I didn't even know existed. And don't get me wrong. We all know a bunch of companies.
Right, right.
But there's companies that they list all of their cities that they're in. Had no idea they even existed.
There's a lot of great vendors here. There's just great stuff here. It's a good event.
By the way, it's apparently First Responder Day.
First National one, right? Like something like this?
Something like that. 28th?
It's National First Responder Day.
Individuals I saw talking something about on, First Responder Day
I saw something on
today.
The social media world today.
I'm just, barely on
just
it
thought
anymore.
I'd throw that out there.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to buy a shirt?
No. I just got like 4 giveaways already walking through there.
I have a shirt coming in
like
from one of our local
shirts.
Departments.
Those are, I got a whisper,
gray,
they're tacky.
It says 125 of some town.
Oh.
Also, I do want to drop quickly just a note. There was a line of duty in our neck of the woods, you know, so just want to throw out a shout out, unfortunately, you know, in memory of Westwood firefighter Kevin May. I know the services are yesterday and today, so, you know, just always remember, do your job, and people remember you well. And I don't know. I'm not a really good.
Mike's
really good at speak, so I try to fill in. So
be cautious. Be careful.
Yeah, take care.
Watch
of
out. Yeah, watch out. Just
all right. Changing the pace up. So what's on the agenda for later
for today?
Yeah.
Well, we got to check into the hotel. Well, we checked in. We got to get into the hotel room. We got to get you guys fed.
You taking any classes? Anything today?
No.
You went away for tomorrow.
I wanted to go. Speaking of that, let me.
It's a lot of stuff, man.
No, dude, I wrote it down. Well, I wanted to. What's today? Friday. Duh. I wanted to go at 2:30, which is 2:40. So
a little late.
Okay. Well, so Chief Ken Bouye, and I don't know. I apologize if I butcher your name or his name. So he's doing a household hazardous materials under the kitchen sink class. So this is through the EMS.
Oh, EMS side? Oh, I saw that. Yes.
You know what? Like,
that's important to us.
And again, this is more for BLS and ALS treatment for how to treat things on, you know, what we can find on there. But for us, like, that's another class that's good for both disciplines.
But again, and I reference, that's a good class for you in your environment at your work, where you're going to the EMS call to assist.
Yeah, well,
but
like
it's
I said,
something that your EMTs may not think of, and you could, you know, be the hero saying, hey, what'll he swallow? What'll he inhale?
I might do this class. This is kind of, again, he's teaching it again, but it's injuries caused by seatbelts. Because that's just something so simple, or at least, again, me being like, yeah, I've been an EMT a long time, but I never dove into it, obviously. Oh, look, we're all EMTs here. It's a dual purpose podcast today. But like, you know, he goes into like at least his summary description. And again, I apologize for everybody that like signed up for a class and saw mine and said 12 drills on RIT team stuff. And everybody's got like a paragraph. I've been told to fix that. We'll have to work on that next year. I did not do that correctly, but I'm back.
Any thoughts on what you're going to teach next year? Not even going to delve
surprise.
Into that. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. It's going to be cooler and better. Okay. Cooler and better. More better.
You better live up to it now.
More better.
More better.
So.
All right. And teaching tomorrow.
That's it. Showtime.
You ready?
I don't know. Ask, what was it, Eddie Murphy and Robert De Niro? Showtime.